Hello and welcome to the LRM podcast, sponsored by Adrian Flux Insurance. I'm Martin Dominey.
And I'm Steve Miller.
And you join us for an hour of chat about Land Rovers and everything to do with owning them. What have you been up to then, Steve?
What have I been up to?
What's your news for the week?
Well, do you know what? Nothing.
You've been a bit busy with other stuff.
I've had a bit on.
Bit of a chaotic time for you since LRM Live.
But nothing like Land Rover related has happened.
Yeah.
The only thing is, I've just driven it to work and back. That's it.
Well, that's the end of the podcast. Thanks for listening. Yeah. I have been doing Land Rover stuff. I had a right win the other day. You know, the Series 2 I've been getting ready for the wedding, for my friend's wedding.
Yes.
In the latest issue, in fact, the work in progress page is all about that Land Rover Series 2. So check that out. And its owner, Rachel, whose granddad has had it from brand new. So it's quite dear to her heart. And that's why we're pulling out all the stops to get it ready for the wedding. But the real weight off my shoulders, which happened last weekend, was we got the new clutch hydraulics on. And I was pretty certain that after sitting in a shed for 26 years that the clutch plate would be stuck to the flywheel just because under pressure. And, you know, dissimilar materials, I thought, you know, we'd be pulling the engine out to change the clutch. But new clutch hydraulics, bled it up, couple of pumps. She selects all the gears.
Oh, nice.
So
could you not unseize that by just towing it along a bit? Or is that because you can...
I've had
a bit of damage, can't
stuck you? Clutches before. And I've tried a lot of things to free them off and I've never successfully done it. One of the methods that you go to after you've tried a lot of other stuff is you jack the back of the Land Rover up. You jack one wheel up.
Yeah.
Start it in gear with one wheel off the ground. Then you have a brave friend drop the jack while you hold the clutch pedal down.
And none of which would conform to us putting it in our tech section in a magazine,
it
for example.
It certainly would not, no. It's
where safety squints at the ready.
It's definitely one of those, safety squints. Do as I say, not as I do. Because the theory is, obviously, you've taken the tension off the clutch by holding the pedal down if the hydraulics are working. You're wasting your time if the hydraulics aren't working. And then the quick shock of that wheel getting grip sends the load up the driveline, hopefully breaks the clutch free. But I've never ever succeeded. There's other
obviously you've never ever tried that, have you?
No, this is purely hypothetical.
Yeah, it's a bit like the speeding on private roads and stuff like that.
Yeah, of course.
So that's made me think now. I want to hear of other people, like listeners, proper bodges, right? So come clean.
Yeah.
And I want to know of all the dark arts that go on in people's workshops.
There are some absolute... I mean, we're...
Just for comedy value only.
We've all
obviously,
done things,
we wouldn't condone any of this, would you?
We've all done things we're not proud of.
Really? What bodge have you done? The worst?
What is the worst bodge I've ever done? I once replaced a trailing arm bush, you know, where the trailing arm on a Discovery or Defender goes onto the chassis.
Yeah.
I had one of them completely disintegrate and fall out. It was on a mate's Discovery when we were a really... Do anyone remember Total Off-Road, the magazine?
Yeah.
That was a Total Off-Road live event at Curtin Lindsay Off-Road Centre. It was a cracking weekend. But basically, one of his bushes, the bushes were all hanging anyway, and one of them just completely split and fell apart. And we ended up driving it back to our campsite with a bungee cord wrapped tightly where the bush should be. So it was like...
Okay.
Made the shape of a bush. What else have I done? I've done things like sealed up holes in radiators by pinching the metal down and putting chemicals in them.
But that's a temporary repair to get you home.
A bodge that's lasted.
Have you ever done like a bodge, right, just to sell a car?
No, I'd never do that.
No.
Because it would always come back to bite you.
I'm too honest in that regard, so I'd rather, at my expense, get something fixed properly before I sold it, because I'd hate to have... that comeback.
This is an interesting one, really, because people are really scared of... People seem to be scared of cars that have had a lot of owners. But if you think about it...
I am.
But if you think about it, the more... When you get a car that's new to you, what's the first thing you do?
Well, you're probably enthusiastic. You service it and you look to spend money on it. But enthusiasts do.
Yeah. Okay, I see what you mean. But if you had stuff like... Say you went to look at a Land Rover, let's say Disco 3, and the passenger side rear door didn't unlock on the fob. The family have owned it for ages. They just put up with it. You get hold of it. You go, right, I'm going to fix that because it's annoying. So you fix it. You then have it a year, maybe, I don't know.
One service, possibly.
You give it a service, perhaps the one of the brake pad wear sensors cracks or something and it puts the message up on the dash, even though you know the brake pads are fine. Maybe you can't be bothered to get underneath it and repair it, replace it. It's a bit, bit of a fiddle. Not too bad, but it's one of them things. You know it's had new brakes, but the message is on the dash. So you sell the car, someone else buys it, aware of that. What's the first thing they do? They order a pad wear sensor and they change it because it's annoying.
Yeah, but I think you're being quite idyllic. Most people, so if you get like, let's say a Range Rover Sport, I'm going to pick on that, because they can fall into the... To the under, as we saw the other day.
We know for a fact that they do, unfortunately.
Yeah, they have a bit of an image problem, especially when they've been modified and, you know, and they've got like 13 owners. Would you buy that car? Seriously?
If it was cheap enough and it was on the face of it,
yeah,
maybe.
So I'm probably asking the wrong person. But yeah, the provenance...
You definitely are.
Like, you know, there's specialists out there that want a low-owner car just to pass on to their next buyer because it... Yeah, I tend to avoid them. But how many owners is the right amount of owners? So if you've got like, give you a classic case in point, I've been looking at Discovery 2s recently, as you know.
Yes.
And I've had a couple of emails.
Have you?
Listeners.
Have you?
Here's mine. I'm not selling it. Like almost, which is great because it shows that people...
They've got the pride in them.
They've got the pride in them. But there are, you know, there's a lot of bodged up ones of those around.
Yeah, there really is. As with anything.
But how many owners? That's what my point was going to be. So, a Discovery 2 from 2004, 21 years old car.
Mm-hmm.
How many owners?
That's mad, isn't it?
I know. I still think it's a new car. But how many owners is the right amount of owners? The optimum? Four? Five?
Yeah, but you're looking at, it's going to be four or five by that point, isn't it? Because you think someone, this is another thing that I often think when I see a car on the road, not even necessarily a Land Rover, but when you see a car with a really weird colour combination, do you ever see the Evoques? They occasionally come up for sale because for a long while you could spec an Evoque with a different colour roof. So you could have like a body colour, but then you could have a white roof or a black roof or... A different colour roof.
Oh, so I've never seen a different colour roof. I've never noticed.
They did a special edition. I forget what it was, but it was a black body colour with like this like putrid gold yellowy metallic roof. Do you know the one I mean?
I do know.
And I think...
I don't mind that colour.
Who's gone into the dealer and ordered that?
I don't know. Well, I see that a lot of times. I think someone chose that car.
Yeah, I saw it. It was
I know that colour. Sorry, I do know that colour. Yeah, of course.
It was.
I didn't mind it.
On Marketplace, I don't know why it came up because it's not the sort of thing I'd search for. It was a Vauxhall Aguila. Do you remember them? The like vertical sit up and beg little people carrier.
I have driven one of those many, many years ago when an old company car I had at the time was in for service. I had one. That's a courtesy car. It was hideous.
It wasn't this one, was it? Because the one I saw was it was like apple green with a completely green interior.
This was apple green. It could have been. This was in Milton Keynes.
And I just thought, like, whoever went in to Vauxhall in, like, whatever it was, 1999, and bought that must have really liked green cars. Because it was like, it's a bright, vibrant green. And the interior was totally green. Carpet, seats, everything was green. I just thought, what on earth went through that person's mind?
But like, you look at cars in the 70s, like brown.
Yeah.
At that time, that was fashionable.
Yeah.
But why was brown nice then?
It can be now.
Certain browns.
The Bourneville on the Discovery 3 and 4 and Sport. That looks great. That's a lovely colour.
Yeah, but we're talking about like... chocolate brown, aren't we, from the 70s?
So, like russet.
Russet brown, yeah.
Yeah, I don't mind that. But in period, you wouldn't choose a car in flat brown now, would you?
But why not?
Because it would look horrible. There's a lot in a shape of a car, isn't there?
There is, yeah, you are right.
That's, it. Again, going back to Disco 5, like it looks great in some colours and it looks hideous in others, I think.
I saw one this morning, a Discovery 5, which would have been top spec in... black roof, dark grey, big black wheels.
Yeah.
It did look good.
You come round to it, because the other day you were only saying that Disco 5 wasn't... I think it looks good in dark colours.
Dark colours, they look good.
I've been looking at stuff.
Mm. And I 48 hours of this last 7 days, I was thinking, oh, should I just get a D4? And then about...
It all depends.
A few minutes talking to you, the answer was...
You only have to... I honestly do...
It's scary.
I will have one day, but they're just... I just can't do it to myself at the moment. I've got too much else on. The Series 3 is not long finished. The 110 is almost there, as I keep saying. Just need to get a day in the diary to finish it off. Got a Britpark galvanised bumper to go back on it. Oh, it's going to look good.
Oh, yeah, better galv.
And the... I've got to retrim the driver's seat. I've done the passenger side, which was a hideous job.
I thought
it would be all right, but I think, as I say, it's a mixture of having the really early seat frames with the two holes either side rather than the one, and the seat back is slightly different. Because you compare it to what they look like in videos, they do look slightly, they're not completely identical. But yeah, I had a bit of a struggle. I can do, like I say, most things with nuts and bolts, but retrimming.
Yeah, really for me. Finesse, really.
Used to do a lot of Freelander 2 seat bases in dealer, especially the Stansted Airport Freelander 2s, because people are sliding in and out of them all day. They destroy the lower bolster. And I didn't mind doing them, but they're all hog rings.
Okay.
Rather than, you know, not hog rings. Spray glue and flipping like
awful
clips and things like that. Mm. So, yeah, retrimming. It's not for me.
Back to Discovery 4. I'll tell you why I looked at one within the last 7 days. Didn't actually look at the physical car. Facebook Marketplace. This Discovery 4 came up with 77,000 miles. Fairly local to here. It almost near to your house, actually.
Oh, right.
Not far away. Lives on a farm, but it was their family car. So 77,000 miles, 2014, HSE.
How many miles, sorry?
77,000.
Oh, low mileage.
It says, you will not find a cleaner one. The thing was mint. 15 grand. No, 14 grand. 14,000 quid.
Yeah.
So much car for money.
I completely get it. And the last ones, like the 15 and 16 plates, I don't think you're going to... I honestly do believe they're probably one of the best Land Rovers ever made. But we all know...
You need 10,000 quid in that in your hand in the event of a blown engine.
Warranty, you can get these warranties, can't you? In fact, Harry's Garage did a video on warranty claims. Warranty Wise, one of his sponsors, talked about the most reliable Range Rovers. I haven't watched the whole thing, admittedly.
You need to watch that.
It's an eye-opening watch, what I did see of it, but they won't obviously cover engine failure.
These warranties are over £1,000 a year, aren't they?
Yeah. A lot more in a lot of cases.
Yeah, probably 1,500. But you're probably paying, you're almost paying for the work in advance, aren't you? You hope not to need it, but
It's kind of like...
I don't know how I feel about it.
Weirdly, kind of like pet insurance, because as your pet, your dog or whatever gets older, your insurance goes up because it's more likely to have health problems. If you added up all the money you'd spent on pet insurance over the years of owning said dog... If you'd have just stuck that money in the bank account, and then if it did have, I don't know, an issue.
Yeah, of course.
You'd have the cash there, wouldn't you? And if it didn't, you'd never want a pet to get ill or whatever. If it never did have an issue, you've got a nice little pot of savings. Otherwise, you've just given it away to an insurance company.
But then, with a pet, you're not insured. If the same thing occurs, that's null and void then.
I think it's a similar, like a lot of these warranty companies, you're only insured up to X value of the job. So if you've got loads of suspension work and a diff to replace and the bill's £7,000, a lot of insurance companies will only cover you up to £3,000.
Okay.
So it's like, what do you do? What is the lesser of the two evils? You've got to be so careful with the small print with warranties.
With any kind of insurance or cover, medical insurance, travel insurance, always read the small print.
The LRM podcast for all your consumer advice needs.
Yeah.
So, yeah, sorry, go back to the Series 2 that we're reviving for the wedding. I'm so impressed with how much stuff it hasn't needed. So the engine, it's because it's an early Series 2, it's got the very rare 11-hole water pump, so he had to go to a guy off eBay to get an exchange. He refurbishes them.
Okay.
So we got that. It's had new water hoses. It's on its original radiator. New distributor. The carb, we didn't even take to bits. We didn't even blow any dirt out of it. What is this? A Solex. I think it's a Solex. New battery, fresh fuel, new plugs. Granted, the ignition components are new. It runs like a Swiss watch. It is so quiet. And it's been laid up 23 years. The clutch isn't stuck. All the springs are seized. Like, it does need... It's going to... Basically, we're getting it running and driving for the wedding. It's on private land. It literally needs to drive a mile from where it's getting dropped off to the venue. And then it's coming back off the road. It's having a new bulkhead. It's having new doors. We're literally getting it good enough to
drive. That's when the real work begins.
Yeah. Far enough. Because it's, you know, it's really sentimental. And it's kind of, you know, a part of her grandfather.
They're very photogenic car at a wedding.
This one is obviously being it's a 58 Series 2, so it's got the inboard headlights with the chrome bezels.
Really nice.
It's a gorgeous... The patina on it is... Like, you couldn't... It's perfect. I'm going to push... Because the doors are rotten, obviously. But I'm going to push for them to have the doors reframed. So keep the original skins and then put new steel frames in them.
Otherwise, then all of a sudden, you've got to have the whole thing matching the new doors.
Exactly. Which would be it would be a huge shame, really, to get rid of all the battle scars it's picked up. Because it's a really stunning thing. You'll have to come and have a look at
something. Yeah, well, yeah. Get an invite to the wedding.
Yeah. I've got an invite to the wedding.
I think
I'll be turning up in overalls with a tie to make sure it all goes smoothly. But,
a lot of pressure on you then, really. Will you take some spanners with you?
Yeah, my car will be full of tools.
Yeah, just in case.
But we're going to, like I say, we're not running out. I think we've got 9 weeks till the wedding. So as long as we can get the brakes done, which is the next job, it's got new shoes on it all round.
You don't need brakes for 1 mile.
Well, you do.
You do.
new, we need to test it. We need to. It needs to be good enough to drive around some local private land to make sure the engine's going to stay cool and the brakes are going to be reliable and the clutch is going to be reliable and it's going to be good enough. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, for photos and things, a lot of stop starting, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
When it'll be warmer weather, hopefully.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, it needs to be... It's not going to be perfect. It needs to be reliable and it just needs to drive, start and stop, basically. And then it's not full restoration, sympathetic restoration. But I'm just so impressed. Even the 110, which has been off the road, it's only been off the road 10 years, which is nothing compared to this, hasn't needed much to go. It's a bumper and a seat away from being MOTable now. It's really amazing. So when you see these unfinished projects or, you know, Land Rovers that...
Well, the unfinished, it's not really so much the unfinished ones. It's the ones that never started.
The hedge finds.
The hedge... Yeah.
If they're not totally rotten, you could have it back on the road with not a huge amount of work.
Mm.
Another thing I've learned, which is what Rachel, the lady who owns it, said. She was, like, really stressing out when we first got it back and... it's something I used to suffer from. When you look at something in its entirety, kind of like you're 90 to a point.
It's overwhelming.
You're like, where do I start? You feel like you're never going to make...
Yeah.
But if you break it down into systems, engine, gearbox, brakes, clutch, bodywork, you tick off a box at a time before you know it. You've done it.
Boxes.
So that's how I look at things now. And that's...
About being organised, focused.
Yeah. So... I mean, I hope, like I say, we need to plan to get some dates in, really, to crack on with your 90. The tub is... There is tub news.
Tub news. We mentioned this, I think, last week or the week before, so that date is on the 5th of June.
Yep.
So going to do that. And then it'll be just big lumps, big chunks of stuff.
Yeah.
But the last 2 weeks for me, month... It's been written off.
Non-stop.
Literally has been written off.
It's annoying when life gets in the way.
Things that are out of my control.
Yeah.
Family things, you know, normal life.
Yeah.
It's just been full on.
Yeah. But we'll get to it. Mm. And well, you've got no choice anyway, because the race is on, isn't it?
The race is on.
Jamie messaged me, Defender Restore on Instagram, and said, I'm a bit worried Steve's going to overtake me because there's two of you.
Yeah, Jamie, I know you're listening to this. You have nothing to worry about. I did see your project update yesterday on Instagram when you kindly shared a picture. Yeah, you're miles ahead.
We're not saying Steve's scared, but...
I am scared.
No, because once we...
I will get it done.
Yeah,
it will be there.
Ball's rolling, it'll be good.
Anyway, sitting next to me, guess what?
This is exciting.
Guess what?
What's Steve got? What you got, Steve?
So, the very first issue of Land Rover Monthly.
Yeah. We were kindly...
1998.
From the archives. Yeah. And it's in mint condition as well, isn't it?
It is absolutely mint.
We'll put some photos up on our socials of this because it's really, really interesting. But what we thought we would do is have a little flick through it, see what's changed, see what's, you know, still the same, because there will still be stuff that hasn't really moved on in 30 years, nearly 30 years.
Yeah. It's interesting. So first thing you do is you feel like the paper of a launch magazine. So it's 156 pages magazine.
Yeah.
So they say magazines are getting thinner, and a lot of magazines are. We're 132 pages, aren't we?
Yeah.
So we're still up there.
But when you look at the number of ads in that compared to now, I bet you're not getting a lot less for your money.
No, you certainly not.
And actually, with inflation, magazines... Do you know what? My aunt
magazines are actually too cheap.
They're really cheap for what you're actually getting and the work that goes in. I'm blowing my own trumpet here. My aunt and uncle came over a couple of weeks ago and I gave them the latest issue just because they're interested. And they looked at the price and they went, God, that's a lot of money, isn't it? And I was like...
I know. Some, yeah.
How do you expect us to put together, print and distribute a magazine for less than what that costs? It would not be a... I hate to bring it up, but...
So like...
There used to be four Land Rover mags. Now there's, two.
Well, there's two, yeah. Really, that are worth, you know, a decent quality mag. So, you know, our competitor Classic Land Rover, decent mag.
Oh, it's a great mag,
Great. Cover price of this was £2.75 in August 1998.
1998.
Yeah. And we're now £6.99. And lots of people say, oh, you know, that's a lot of money. But, like, a book gets written once.
Yeah.
Never changes its content.
Yeah.
And they'll print a run, won't they? Sell out, possibly.
Yeah.
Reprint another run. Magazine, every 4 weeks.
Every
page has to be redone.
This is another thing that, like...
People lose focus on that.
It's easy to forget. And the other thing, of course, to bring up to again, LRM, Land Rover Monthly, is fresh content every single 4 weeks. Nothing is recycled.
No,
there's no other than news. There's no rehashed press releases that are rushed into fill pages. We genuinely love what we're doing, and I like to think that shows.
Definitely.
So, and if you don't want to pay that much money, subscribe, because it is actually a bit cheaper, and you get it delivered.
Absolutely.
Anyway, sorry, I'm interrupting. Let's get stuck into this.
So just looking at the panel, editorial department and the advertising department.
So this is page three, isn't it?
Yeah.
Not that sort of page three you might have.
Yeah, no, page three. So their launch issue. None of those people are involved in the magazine today.
Really?
No. Nope.
Okay.
None.
This would have been who launched.
Yeah, so Richard Howell Thomas,
yes,
and his wife Kathy launched the magazine. So Richard is, he sometimes writes a bit for us, doesn't he?
He has,
like, anniversary issues and things like that. He retired to San Diego.
Oh, really?
Really nice chat to work with, yeah.
Oh, definitely. Okay.
And his wife was the publisher at the time. There was a bit of a hoo-ha because he launched LRO originally with some guys called Richard as well, I think.
Oh, right.
And then when he obviously left that, he launched Land Rover Monthly, but couldn't launch Land Rover Monthly for a certain time scale.
Right.
So that's hence why his wife is the editorial lead.
The welcome page. Okay.
On but issue two, Richard steps in. So there's a bit of a grey area there. But interestingly, inside front cover advertiser, right? PRB Services in Leeds. Got some vehicles to sell. I'm going to test your... we would just go...
Are we going to do prices right?
Yeah, right. So, so looking at all the prices, you would literally just go back to 1998 and buy everything. So how much would a left-hand drive... 101 Ford Control B, good original example. You have a choice of three.
Oh, really?
How much?
Is it the old GS?
These are all GSs.
$8,000.
No.
Go on.
$3,500 plus the VAT.
No way.
So if we could go back, we'd buy all three.
Absolutely.
Yeah, immediately.
Yeah. Oh, I'd love a one.
Oh, this has got a lot of military stuff. So lightweight, hardtop, 2.25 petrol, direct XRAF. So in excellent condition, very low mileage. Choice of three. Unleaded conversions are available. Go on. How much?
So if the 101 started at 3.5 plus VAT, they've got to be... The lightweight's a bit more usable, isn't it? 4.5 plus VAT.
Very clever.
Really?
250 plus of that.
Wow. Okay.
But they've got a load of things like white 8-spoke wheels, special offer. £22 plus of that each.
Wow. I'd have all of them.
Yeah. Yeah. 900 by 600 bar grip tyres, special offer.
You'd get snap up some spares for your 101.
100 quid plus of that.
Really? That's quite a lot for tyres. Is that cool. each?
Armstrong military motorcycle. Do you remember them?
No.
So Armstrong were like, they're basically, they went under licence in the end from to Harley Davidson.
Oh, right. Okay.
Rotax engine, da-da-da-da-da. Brilliant thing. British Army had them. 900 quid plus of that.
Wow. Cheap transport.
They're about £3,500 now.
Are they?
Yeah. NATO tow jaw.
Okay.
Go on, Amber.
Still a lot of them about. You can still get them pretty cheap off marketplace.
Not at this price.
Oh, really? 50 quid.
25 quid plus the VAT.
Oh, what a bargain.
They would have been like brand new.
Yeah, they would be, wouldn't they? It'd be direct release, probably.
Jerry cans. £12 each.
Cheap.
So anyway, we'd be military dealers, wouldn't we?
We would.
Anyway, going into the content, right?
Let's go. What's that?
Nice to know the designers moved forward.
Do you know...
Sam, our designer, big shout out to
him. Big up Sam McMurray, what a legend. He, and he's... I don't want to give too much away, but there's going to be a fresh new look to LRM soon.
Oh, this is the first I've heard of it.
Is it?
Well, yeah.
You need to keep your finger on the pulse.
Yeah, perhaps I should listen in our editorial meetings.
We're not changing too much, but we want to refresh it slightly.
It's about evolution, not revolution, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And that's reflected in the content as well as the style, I like to think.
Definitely.
But what's this?
Yeah,
who's this?
Silence of the Lambs.
I've got that sticker on my weapon.
Have you? Yeah, that's a retro sticker.
The truck cab. Yeah, Silence of the Landy.
Sound advice, independent tests show up to 50% noise reduction. You should get some of this.
I don't know if they're still going, mate.
Okay. But other people are available. Noise Killer.
Do you know what? I need...
Sound barrier kits.
Yeah.
For your motor.
I need something for the 110, because that would have had vinyl floor covering in it, but it hasn't got anything at the moment.
Amazing. Even like their company van, they've got the picture of their company van.
That is.
Look at the vintage of the Ford Transit.
A pre-Smiley Transit. Is that a Mark III? I think it is a pre-facelift Mark III.
Yeah.
I bet that's got a 2.5
DI
engine. Yeah.
My mate Pete had a Series 2A 109 with that same engine.
What a beauty.
That used to smoke a bit. That was a smoky little number. Good engine, though. It pulled well.
Did it?
Yeah.
Pulled like a 2.5 NA.
It pulled like a freight train. Don't you see that in adverts?
It pulls like a train.
Pulls like a train. You see that so much, don't you?
When you see an actual advert for someone selling a train, you want it to say like, pulls like a remap TD5 or something.
But then get into the main body. Like that's not less about the ads. Page 8 and 9, just look at that.
That is a thing of beauty. So we're looking at, for the benefit of the listener, it is, and what is it? What reg is that 90? It's an early 90.
C plate, 1985.
So an 85 with an external roll cage, big all wheel drive club sticker, tubular winch button.
V8. It says special vehicles there. Cool.
Super winch X9 winch on the front. Oh.
This is the stuff we used to like dream of owning.
100%. When we were the lads,
you would have been a kid. I was eight years old. What, and you wanted that when you were 8?
I didn't, to be honest with you, I didn't start properly buying Land Rover magazines until I was probably 11 or 12. But this sort of stuff, this style was still about, and I absolutely loved it. I used to write lists of how I would modify the Land Rover that I had. I was so into it.
It's really interesting. So there's the picture of the car beforehand.
Oh, look at it. That looks like my 110.
It's basically a 90 version of your 110. So now... Would you, if you had that vehicle, change it to the...
Do you know what? It'd be really interesting if you could find all the period correct bits to build an old style. That's the worn challenge, isn't it?
Yeah, but you can't replicate that because what it ends up being is kind of like, I don't know, time is where that's at.
I don't follow.
It's like...
You could still replicate
that. You could replicate it. We're looking back now, but that's like period. That's proper 80s.
Yeah, but you could do that. There's all the... I bet if you looked in the right places, you'd find all the bits. That is awesome, though.
It's got like Challenger wheels on it, which...
Well, no, they would have been Mach 5 back in the day.
Matt Lee.
Comp Safari Racer used to make them, didn't he? The real tough 5-spoke wheels.
That's right, yeah. And then the Challenger ones are copies of that, aren't they?
Well, there was Mach 5, then... obviously you can buy Zoos, which are alloys but look similar, ZUs or Zoos or however you say it.
I know, yeah.
Then yeah, the Challenger wheels are slightly different. They've got a slightly different centre, but they're obviously they're kind of styled after the original Mach 5. Incredibly strong wheels, the Mach 5s. Very revered in the challenge scene. What's this one here then?
Soft Southern Air.
Oh, look at the chrome 8 spokes.
Chrome 8 spokes. You don't see them very often, do you?
Well, yes, indeed.
Soft top, BF Goodrich stickers everywhere.
Yeah. Is that on the original BF Goodrich mud terrains, isn't it? Two massive 8-inch spotlights on an A-bar.
That's so like... Do you remember our first podcast episode? We talked about wheels and tyres.
We did.
Talked about 8 spokes. We talked about the Bryan Adams album cover.
Yeah.
Which was essentially that.
It was that,
but
yeah.
white 8 spokes.
So this is a white 90 with a sand-coloured soft top, isn't it? Checker plate on the bonnet, checker plate on the wings, another winch
bumper. Snorkel. Yeah.
Right. Oh, swing-away wheel carrier on the back. That is awesome. I love that. Who's this now?
So an advert now. If you want the full Monty without the Titanic price, we've got it. Wheels and tyre packages. West Coast Off-Road Centre.
Okay. Oh, look at the Compromotive wheels.
And then Nene Valley Off-Road. So they had two sites by the looks of it.
There you go.
God.
Look at these wheel and tyre packages. Look at them. The BF Goodrich Track Edge. Spoiler alert.
Yeah.
In next issue of Land Rover Monthly is a huge, comprehensive wheel and tyre guide. And there's a few things mentioned. We've got podcasts to go along with it. So please make sure you get that issue and also listen out. We've got expert advice given on wheels and tyres. And the Track Edge does get a mention.
Legendary time.
Are we into letters now?
So we've got readers' letters. This is interesting. So first set, how did they have readers' letters if it was the first issue?
I don't know.
Did they know that there was going to be one?
Maybe anyway. They put the word out already.
Two pages of them. Oh, no, this is news now. Keep your hands off my motor. Theft of Land Rovers is not at all uncommon, unfortunately.
Unfortunately.
Nothing's changed all these years later.
It hasn't, no. I think the technology's got better with regards to keeping them, though.
Loads of different bushes. I tell you, it's really interesting to see what has or hasn't changed.
Oh, there's something that hasn't changed.
Machine Mart advert right here.
If you open
so reassuringly, like
any magazine on the Machine Mart advert, and it didn't have the logo on, you would know exactly what you were looking at, wouldn't you?
Pretty much, right? I'm looking at axle stands, high lift jacks, trolley jacks, tool cabinets, angle grinders. Not much has changed.
We're proud to partner with Adrian Flux, an insurance broker that specialises in covering all types of Land Rovers, including classic, ex-military, modified and Q-plated models. Adrian Flux offers a range of optional extras to make the policy your own and can provide cover for off-roading, green laning, agreed value and build-up cover. Plus, they even offer a discount of up to 15% for Owners Club members. Simply search Adrian Flux Land Rover Insurance for more information or call them directly on 0344 728 0417 for a quote.
What's next then? Come on, let's have another editorial piece, as they call it in the business. Range Rover Classic.
So someone's driving a 1991 four-door classic Range Rover and they're stuck and they're using it in the way that it was supposed to be used off-road.
The headline is Coppers Come a Cropper. So I wonder if they're a bunch of police.
Okay. Acquiring off-road skills for the chase, the Met way. So Metropolitan Police.
It might be that they're on off-road training, but they're using an H-Reg, which would be a 1990-91 Range Rover Classic, and is that a Defender 90 as well? Yeah.
It is from a 92 vintage.
Very, very cool. In what looks like some real thick black peaty mud, isn't it, at an off-road centre?
That's right, yeah. Oh, there's the sort of like, yeah, guiding them down the hill.
Yeah, yeah. Driving.
Do you recognise anybody in these pictures? Kenlo fan advert.
Kenlo fan. Fantastic.
That used to be always in the adverts. Oh, Kenlo fan fitted. Ooh, you know.
Yeah, yeah, I know. It was a big selling point, wasn't it? Built to last a Kenlo's. I've still got an original Kenlo on my Series 3, still getting the job done.
What was the chap that owned Kenlo? Surname Kenlo? Was it his name Kenlo?
Good question.
Yeah.
Don't know.
I don't know why I asked that question, but I think I know the answer.
Look at that.
This is the cover story, isn't it?
Yeah.
Cover story. We did a little reg check on this, didn't we?
Yeah.
N536DNP.
No results returned, so it might be a press car or pre-production that's no longer with us, sadly. But it is that's Epsom Green, isn't it? Epsom Green with the county stripes and the white roof, Alpine lights, freestyle wheels.
If you own that now, you wouldn't change a thing, would you?
No, definitely not.
Just that is
gorgeous.
Proper.
Absolutely stunning. In fact, I would go out of my way if I was looking at buying a Defender of this age to find one that looked like that. Three seats across the cab. Beautiful.
The price guide then, they reckon it was the Defender 90 hardtop was £17,820 plus £960 for freestyle wheels.
Really?
So it's an optional extra.
What a lovely, lovely thing. That's quintessential, that is, isn't it?
4x4 tyres advert with a picture of a race car.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Hill Valley type vehicle.
Let's look at the brands. General, BF Goodrich, Colway. Yes.
They were remolds, weren't they?
They were, yeah.
Colway remolds.
Goodyear, Bridgestone, and more remolds, and a choice of wheels. Very cool.
Yeah. Nina Overland advert.
Oh, yeah.
Let's do some more, right? They've got Camel Trophy vehicles.
Genuine Camel Trophy stuff for sale.
They've got about, I don't know, 10 or 12 Camel Trophy vehicles.
Wow.
So, Camel Trophy 110, TDI station wagon, 15,000 miles. Bad choice, that was price on application. But they had Camel Trophy Discovery, 300 TDI, right-hand drive or left-hand drives available.
Presumably these are all proper event vehicles going by the picture.
I believe so, yeah. £17,500.
Yeah.
You'd buy that, wouldn't you?
You would, yeah.
You'd buy.
Someone probably still owns that because a lot of the Camel Trophy vehicles are obviously being restored now and are kept or are awaiting restoration.
Yeah, of course.
As we saw at LRM Live, the Tribute Club, what an absolutely awesome display. And John Masters' Discovery 1. He's just got a 110, actually, that he's going to be restoring. So we'll be keeping an eye on that.
Yeah,
Trophy 110. Yeah, really cool.
Big commitment.
Yeah, but done right, they look awesome.
Yeah, they do. I mean, look at that.
He's got a 50th anniversary there as well, hasn't he?
Yeah, let's have a quick look.
That would have been brand new. Or is that a 50th? It might even be too early to be a 50th.
50th was in 1998.
98, 99, wasn't it? So that might be a brand new one.
Yeah, so that could have been like brand new at the time. But just the vehicles. D-Reg 90 V8 County Station Wagon in grey. £7,450.
Yeah, and that was obviously still quite new back then, wasn't
it? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What else we got? What's this one?
Andy Bush, National Rights of Way Officer for the All Wheel Drive Club, begins a major new series on the historic importance of rural byways.
Of course.
And they're doing that in the 50th as well, aren't they? Oh, no, that's TDI.
That's an SV, isn't
that's
it?
That's an SV, yeah.
Yeah, maybe that's an
see,
SV.
I can't see because it's in...
Yeah, that is an SV. Water. That is an SV. But do you know, obviously, the big shake-up they had, and obviously a lot of these byways which are featured in these magazines will no longer be open, sadly, because there was a huge shake-up and a lot of, you know, it was like a blanket. Loads and loads of green lanes got closed overnight.
Really sad, actually.
Yeah.
It's important that people should check. Just because they see it in a magazine doesn't mean it's still open. Or,
oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Just moving on, right? So John Craddock, these are the days where John Craddock himself used to advertise in the mags in a big way.
Yeah.
So not only is there two pages there, you turn a page, you've got another two pages.
Look at that.
Oh, here we go. Breaking 101s this month. Special offers. You'd literally just go and buy it all, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Complete front axle for 101, £395.
Bargain. Salisbury front axle.
Yeah, and the rear is only £295. Cheap.
There's so much stuff, isn't there?
And then
steering guards.
This is almost like before the internet. So,
well, it is before the internet. It's way before the internet.
Well, it is, yeah, because all the prices,
all the free phone numbers to place your orders on.
Yeah.
Or it's probably mail order as well.
900 by 600 petless.
Oh, petless.
£88 and 11p each.
They're an aggressive tyre. They were quite popular in early winch challenging because they were massive and they were like
properly aggressive.
About 2.5 centimetres of tread.
Like diff guards. And
yeah.
Just you know, stuff that you just bolt on. But you turn the page again, not more wheels and tyres.
Grizzly.
Another double
Wildcats. Yeah, the Wildcat tyres. Absolutely brilliant. All terrains again.
Correct. Really nice to go through. This magazine is literally mint.
It is gorgeous condition. If you've got some early LRMs, what are your favourite memories? Let us know. Drop us a message, editorial@lrm.co.uk. We'd love to hear them.
So I remember owning this magazine.
Did
I remember
you?
Buying it, yeah.
Yeah, it was a little bit before my time.
Yeah, so I would have been about, I was 20 years old.
Yeah, yeah. I was not 20 years old. Keith Gott, of course.
Keith Gott as an advertiser, yeah. And then Blanchard, Pierre Blanchard, right? This is interesting. So ex-military Land Rover is always in stock. But they've got a lot of parts. So just released XMOD four-cylinder chassis, quantity available. When I say quantity, the picture here, there is a lot. There are a lot of chassis.
Okay.
So 109 for Series 2A or Series or for Series 3. How much?
A 109 chassis?
Yeah, brand new. This is not galvanised. This is just brand new old stock.
800 quid.
495 plus the VAT. How many of those would you buy?
Yeah. Well, if they were brand new, as they say, you could have them stripped and dipped, couldn't you? Galve them up.
Ex-military four-door Range Rover body frame, right-hand side only.
Yeah.
8 available.
God, people would snap them up these days for restoration. 195 plus VAT. Oh, my word. So you've got...
Yeah.
For listeners' benefit, I appreciate this is probably better if you can see it. You've got bulkhead side pillar, A-post, the inner floor, sorry, the outer floor, inner and outer sills, B-pillar, C-pillar, wheel arch, D-pillar, and the structure inside the boot for 195 plus VAT.
So
that's
mad. So if Pete Blanchard is listening to this now and he's still got them at that price, we'll buy them all.
Yeah, well, yeah, yeah.
I don't even need them, but I'll... At 195, I'll have all of them.
Oh, they're probably rotten, though, like the rest of the Range Rovers.
And all those chassis.
Yeah, yeah. Probably
mad, isn't it? Mad.
Amazing.
Just really, oh. really lovely. And then Pro Comp Shocks.
Fantastic.
Which was the thing.
Yeah. There's another chassis company there, Crow Engineering.
Yeah, chassis for Land Rover. Have a new chassis fitted to your Land Rover by the replacement specialist and give it a new lease of life. So you have a Series 2 or 3 supplied and fitted.
Yeah.
In black.
Okay.
For 1,300 quid.
They're probably buying the chassis off Blanchard's and quickly bashing them underneath. And then...
The 1,300 quid fitted.
Is that with that? Does it not say?
It doesn't say.
That's incredibly cheap.
But you can have it galvanised for an extra 125 quid.
Bargain.
So 14, yeah.
Isn't it weird that even...
Full works officer is 1 week turnaround.
Even back in 1998, people were thinking of galvanising chassis.
But that would have been an old chassis... Or a new chassis that was discovered.
Yeah, they're not freshly fabricated, are they? So we're probably, in fact, like when we went to see Richards a few podcasts ago and they said that the trouble with galvanising a chassis that's already been painted is you never get all the paint off the inside, so the galvanising doesn't actually stick and then it burns
up
paint off,
yeah, that's right.
And
yeah.
It actually rots quicker, so worth knowing. Pro Comp dampers. I had a set of them on my TD590.
They were the shock of choice, weren't they?
ES9000s.
Yeah.
Very, very... plus fives on the back. It used to flex like a gymnast. It was brilliant.
Here's a bit of a trawl through the archives. The basement is weird and wonderful. Look at that. Old saw bench running off a PTO on the back of a...
Yeah, old Series 1. No, it's a...
That looks like this. Looks like the centre steer, to be fair.
Surely not. What does the caption say? Below.
Centre steer.
Oh, it is centre steer prototype
demonstrated its agricultural intentions with a rear power takeoff.
Very
instrument
cool.
Cluster is also clearly visible. There That's proper look. Those trailers, what are they? Brockhouse. Brockhouse, yeah.
I wonder if the obviously the centre steer's existence is hotly debated. If it's still...
yeah, I think it would have been found by now.
Yeah.
It would. And then someone's restoring an old Series 2A.
Very nice.
Yeah. And then I've got to get...
Oh, look at that. Walnut dashboards. Get your walnut, your faux wood inserts. For
with
your...
matching walnut phone.
Look at that.
God. Can you imagine walking around with a walnut covered phone?
That's so 90s, isn't it?
So there's a feature I want to get to, right? So, which I know is in.
We'll be doing this podcast for 2.5 hours if we go through this.
Yeah, we would. So, yeah, I know. Right, that I think we spoke about. I remember this.
It's a tricked up NAS 90. Yeah, that is lovely, in yellow, all rocked, all lit up.
I urge people if they're listening to this and they've got an old archive of magazines, just get one out.
Have a little flick through it. Yeah, I've got quite a few old ones, but not this far back.
Yeah.
Famous Four, of course, still going strong.
Yeah, load of mail order parts there.
Here we go.
Oh,
mate.
Here we go. Oh. Right. Moab.
Yeah, Red Rocks and Rovers is the title. Look at these. An XD Discovery 1 that would have been brand new then.
Yeah. Look at those white 90s, last 90s.
Yeah. They wouldn't be... let's have a look at the caption, because I don't think the NAS 90 was available in that colour.
Well, it was.
Was it available in white?
I believe so.
Oh.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
No, it was. It was.
You normally see them in green, red or yellow. That's probably why. I suppose white wasn't the most popular colour, but yeah, okay.
Yeah. No, I believe it was. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Look at that.
Now I remember this, right? Oh. Look at that.
Is that 100-inch wheelbase, or is it just look longer?
Do you know what? I reckon it is a 100-inch special. Don't they call it a 90?
No, it is a 90.
It's got really like lifted distance. Suspension.
It's because, there's no photo of it actually on flat ground. It's getting twisted up, crawling up these the red rocks of Moab. And yeah, Safari Guard. That'll have Safari Guard suspension on it, surely. Worn, massive, 8-inch, probably bigger than that, actually.
Huge.
Lights on it. That looks fantastic.
We need to share some of these pictures on our socials.
Beadlock rims. Oh, look at this. I need to book a flight to America and go off-roading out there because it looks amazing. I know, obviously, it will have changed a bit, but...
Yeah, yeah.
The terrain that's available to them in the States around, like, Oregon, that sort of area, obviously Moab, just absolutely to die for.
But I remember I remember this magazine.
Simonites. There we go.
Simonites advert.
Yeah.
Oof.
That 90, they're like Greggs. Pennine grey.
Do you know what? There's a 110 that could be yours.
Really?
B Reg.
Okay.
110.
Yeah.
Diesel hardtop. Good runner. Oh, might not be good then. New MOT. Definitely, repainted in blue.
Maybe it is mine.
4995.
Can you see the Reg?
No, because they've got a Simonite number plate on it.
Oh.
That could well be your 110.
They haven't painted the Galv, but other than that, it describes it perfectly.
Let's have a look at what else is in here. Oh.
They got some nice bits, haven't
they? So basically, yeah, I pretty much want every single one of those. Something for Greg King here. K-Reg, not Fender, TDI 97-seater country.
Ross styles, yeah.
Pembroke Grey, Ross style wheels. Only 52,000 miles with full service history, 12,995.
I'm sure it's his Pennine grey. I wonder if Pembroke grey is slightly different or if it's they've just tied.
Yeah, but it looks similar.
Oh yeah, it does look the same. What a lovely thing.
Here's an ex racer of theirs, a 90 chassis and running gear with a Ford 3-litre V6 engine, ready to race, 4995.
Cheap way to get into motorsport.
Yeah.
Probably need to have the Cajun seats re-tagged though after nearly
after the last 25. Yeah, 28 years. Just the magazine seems to go on and on and on, but there were a lot of people in it.
Yeah.
Lots of motorsport.
Lots and lots of trialing and comp safaris and things like that. Of course, we did a podcast, well, it would have been near the beginning, wouldn't it, of explaining the virtues of trialing. But
this is when we said we were going to go and have a go.
Go and do some. We haven't yet, have we?
Yeah.
We'll get there. Oh, the National, ALRC. Oh, it's the ARC National. It wasn't even ALRC then.
God.
Look at that. Back when you could get a Series 1 and chuck a cage in it and beat it around a quarry and no one would turn a blind eye.
It's interesting, right? There's a picture of those guys receiving a trophy in shirt and ties.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
yeah. No one that would have been at probably a dinner afterwards or something, I would have thought.
Yeah, quite possibly. Yeah. It just goes
amazing.
On.
Amazing. High Peak 4x4.
Really, really lovely.
Four-door classic.
So that would have been 82. Yeah, that would have been getting on then.
Pink Panther. Is that a model kit? Oh, Tamiya model kit of a Pink Panther. Awesome.
I bet you can still get that, right?
I think you can, yeah. If not new, then you'd certainly be able to get some. Look at that. Free competition to win a set of Super All Grips in 750, like I've just fitted on my 110.
Of course.
It's like I'm living in the 90s still.
And they're all available from Southern Tyres.
There you go. And they still sell them, and they're still excellent.
Okay, David Bowyer's Off-Road Centre, Britain's first and best off-road driving school.
Yeah.
With his winches.
Training centre and, of course, famous for his winches.
I've driven around that off-road course.
I have as well.
Really good. So,
yeah, it's fantastic.
He's since sold up, hasn't he?
Yes, indeed. Now, of course, run by Will and Sam Webster. What's this about?
That's interesting.
Oh, this is tuning, isn't it?
So that land over there was the LRM Richard's own car. Where he's since had that restored.
Oh, really?
So that's what it was when it was doing off-roading.
Right.
Then it was restored. And one of our listeners, my mate Andrew Robinson, then owned it.
Oh, right.
Not that many years ago. And it's mint. Well, brand new.
Was it standard?
They converted that to soft top.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'd take it back to that.
Yeah, I know. Really, really cool.
If you own a Land Rover, Range Rover or Jaguar and have had trouble with your diesel particulate filter, the DPF, then listen carefully. Lee Day, a major UK law firm, is leading a group claim against Jaguar Land Rover for allegedly faulty DPF systems in diesel models made between 2015 and 2023. They already represent nearly 20,000 Land Rover, Range Rover and Jaguar drivers in a no-win, no-fee compensation claim. To see if your Land Rover qualifies for the claim, visit leedaylaw.info/JLRDPF today.
We need to pick up the pace, Steve. We need to be a bit more selective, I think. Otherwise, we're going to be here. Coils or leaves? This is really cool. This is Aero chassis for series Land Rovers. So essentially, a galvanized chassis that you can have with coil spring mounts. So you can look, I guess, so you can use coil spring axles that go straight underneath.
Of course, yeah. That's like a 6x6 there.
Custom galvanized chassis. Yeah, Aero. There's still a few of these kicking about. Really, really cool.
Yeah. Oh, I'm just having a quick... Yeah, this is crazy.
What's this? Air lockers, of course. Air still lockers. Available. Still very, very popular modification within the off-roading fraternity. Front and rear air lockers.
Zeus.
Oh, the timing gear. Nick Dimbleby. This is TEW, his hybrid, his Huntley hybrid.
Still one of my favourite Land Rovers of all time.
Yeah, mine too, definitely.
Yeah.
I need to get him to do a piece on it, really, for the mag, because...
We haven't seen it for a while.
No, it's been lurking. I just spoke to him about it at the show. Briefly, yeah, really, really cool.
Off-road sensors. Look at there is like a huge list of off-road sensors, of which
this is back when people couldn't wait for the weekend to go and, you know, go green laning with their mates or go and book, you know, find a local off-road site and do some pay and play and get really muddy and, you know, put steering guards, diff guards, lift kits, chunky tyres. It just shows how the scene has changed, doesn't it?
Yeah. Manby, you know.
Oh, yeah. There's so many. Yeah, it's like a double-page spread of different off-road sites. Obviously, pay and play is still a big thing, but it's nowhere near as many sites open as they used to be.
Crook Brothers, they were all ex-military Land Rover people.
Look at that 101, the GS in white.
And green and red.
Mega.
Yeah.
Oh, Takar 2 fire engine.
Yeah, it doesn't have a price.
My mate's dad had one of them. When I went to school with a guy whose dad had... He also had a 101 for a bit. He was a proper Land Rover guy. What's this here?
TMS Land Rover. So that's the main deal, isn't it?
Yeah, it would be.
Was that Melton Mowbray?
Look, yes, it was Melton. Look, P38, brand new P38. 1998 Defender, again on freestyles, with a steel A-bar and driving lights. Oh.
TMS Managing Director, Peter O'Connor. Says, I just love the product. Oh, look at that Freelander there.
Look at that early Freelander station wagon, metallic
brand new
red
in the showroom
with the twin three spoke wheels on it. What an absolute beauty. Look, I love how the dealerships looked back then. It was all outdoorsy, it was all plants everywhere, and it felt really adventurous.
Your clothing and things like that. There's clothing in the background here.
It felt like.
Would you say it was better?
Land Rover don't get me wrong, Land Rover's a car company, they need to make money, but you walk into a Land Rover dealer now and you're not like captivated like you would have been back then.
You probably felt more like you belonged there.
Well, they all had, like, they've got some photographs here.
The trees, there's an actual tree in, probably a fake tree, growing up through the
center
of the dealership.
And most dealerships, what a lot of people don't understand is Land Rover dictate what the dealerships have to be like. And a lot of the dealers around the country would have had a small off-road course on site. Melton did.
Did it? I didn't know that.
Yeah, only a little one with like a little bridge and used for displaying vehicles or whatever. It's just, they just changed so much. I wish, you know, it'd be great to preserve or rebuild a Land Rover dealership as it would have been. Maybe that's what I'd do if I ever hit it big in the lotto. I'll rebuild a Land Rover dealer from the 90s and fill it with
almost like a museum to yourself.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I would do. What a great little...
Just flick through that. It was really,
a lovely little trip down memory lane there.
I know. Just wish you could just go back in time and buy all that stuff.
Should we pull it back into the present day for a
minute, go on,
Steve?
Then.
Obviously, we're still massively, you know, we still hugely invested in the magazine and we love what we do and, you know, we hope that shows. So, should we roll into feature of the week?
Of the current issue.
Of the current issue.
Yeah, which is back to 2025.
The July issue, 2025, which is currently on sale and you should definitely go out and buy if you haven't already. So this, we talk about buying Land Rovers a fair bit. We were talking about it earlier on in this podcast, in fact. Niall Banyard was actually looking for a Mercedes Atego 4x4 truck to do a camper conversion on. But then he was on Marketplace one day and he saw a 127 fire appliance and he thought, do you know what? I'm not going to bother with the Mercedes. I'm going to get that instead. And it's safe to say he doesn't regret his decision.
No, this I wouldn't thing, either. That, yeah, it looks amazing.
So cool on an F plate. Still got all its fire appliance bits. There's loads of really cool touches here, which have obviously been added during its service as a fire appliance. Yeah, really, really smart thing. There's a bit of old literature in there that Gary's included. One of Kent's vehicles. So these are obviously, these were part of the Kent fire service. Look at the interior. Look how clean that is. And it's still amazing. Got all the proper switch gear and everything. But he's still going to, obviously, he wanted to buy the Mercedes to convert as a camper. He's still going to make this into a bit of a camper, but he's not going to take away from the fact that it is a fire engine or fire appliance.
Good idea. Yeah.
A rescue unit, to give it its proper phrase. But yeah, that's a really, really cool piece in the classic section of the July issue. So yeah, 100%, check it out. Really, really nice. Top work, Niall. I think you're doing a fine job. And yeah, he's really into his Land Rover as well. He's got some racers and some trialers. There's a little bit about him.
Oh yeah, very nice.
Competing in his...
It reminds me, I must have a look through the latest issue myself.
Yeah, you should. Crying out loud.
And he sits on my desk 7 days a week.
Yeah, you should be keeping your finger on the pulse, Stevie. I'm, you know...
You're disappointed.
Right, product of the week then. From the ever-popular new product section of the magazine, which we have in every month, from our friends at Optimil. 95mm light plinths. So the larger NAS-style lights are a really, really popular upgrade for classic Defenders. They give a bit
good light, nice.
A bit more output, a bit clearer. The standard lights on Defenders are, let's be honest, not brilliant. So these are billet aluminium plinths that you screw into place. They pick up on the standard fittings and then you can attach the 95mm, the bigger NAS round lights directly to them. So
because they've got like a, they sink in, don't they?
Yeah,
like a, what's that shape?
Concave.
Oh, I can never remember that. It's concave.
Yeah, so you can get them in standard or slim profiles for the back of the Land Rover, and obviously, they fit with your standard front plastic light surrounds and on the back as well. You can get them in black, silver or grey. They come with all new stainless steel fixings, £48 a pair. Not too bad, considering...
No, there's a lot of work going into it.
You're not drilling into your wings or your tub. So, yeah, all good stuff. Upgrade your lights and it looks fantastic. We'll do another product of the week next week. There's loads of great stuff in this month. But, all good fun. Pick up the latest issue. It's a cracker. Really, really good. I'm really pleased with it. Right. Anything else to add? That was a real fun trip down memory lane. I like that. My throat's hurting a bit now because I think we've waffled on even more than we normally do.
Probably. You've done a lot of talking. I've done a lot of flicking through the mag.
I got really excited.
We've got, we've got the whole first and second year in our stores. We won't do this every week.
Not every week. If you enjoyed it, though, let us know. If you want to hear more, we will dig through more and we'll find some. Maybe we'll pick a different article or a different feature from, a few different copies and sort of drop them in. But we always love to hear your feedback. We always love to get your questions. So editorial@lrm.co.uk, drop us a little email and, we'll shout you out. We'll answer your question to the best of our ability. And we love it. So, give us a follow as well. You're Steve Miller Automotive.
I am.
I'm Land Rover Martin. Follow Land Rover Monthly on Facebook and Instagram. Subscribe to the YouTube channel, because why wouldn't you? It's free. Please do keep listening to the podcast. We love doing them. But we thought we'd do something a bit different this week.
Yeah. And do you know what time it is now?
What time is it now?
Lunchtime.
Ah, Steve's favourite time of the day. But no, thanks again for listening. We really appreciate it. Long may it continue. And see you out there.
Yeah, bye for now.